Attorney General Herring joins us now to tell us all about it. Thanks so much for being here.
Well, it's great to be on the air.
So tell us about the suit and what you're going after here.
Well, this morning in Richmond Circuit Court, I unsealed a lawsuit brought under the Virginia Fraud Against Taxpayers Act. We're seeking $1.15 billion in damages against 13 of the largest banks in the world for misleading the Virginia retirement system during the sale of mortgage-backed securities. And we're talking about every single taxpayer in Virginia being affected. Last year, two-thirds of the retirement system was funded by the taxpayers, a third by police officers and school teachers and other state and local government employees. And, you know, when making these investment decisions, the Commonwealth of Virginia was entitled to accurate information about these underlying mortgages, and the banks fraudulently misrepresented the quality of those mortgages backing those securities, making it really impossible for the retirement system professionals to accurately gauge the level of risk. Virginia was eventually forced to sell off these toxic securities built on junk mortgages and lost $383 million. The law allows us to ask for treble damages, three times the amount of actual losses, to compensate the state and the taxpayers and to deter this kind of fraudulent conduct.
Obviously, you want to get some of this money back, but what else do you hope to accomplish with this suit?
Well, certainly we want to make sure that the taxpayers are made whole. We want to make sure that the teachers and the police officers and other state government employees retirement system has redress, but also want to send a clear message, and that is that whether you're a small-time con artist or a multi-billion-dollar Wall Street bank, if you try to rip off or defraud Virginia consumers or Virginia taxpayers, we will catch you, and I will hold you responsible.
How many other states are doing the same thing for their retirement and pension systems?
You know, there have been a couple of other actions in conjunction with the federal government, but this is the first one that we know of that is purely at the state level that the state is bringing. It was originally brought to us by a whistleblower who had some expertise in matching up specific securities that the retirement system bought together with specific mortgages that backed those securities up. And we've been quietly investigating these claims. We think they're well-founded. We think that the banks misled and misrepresented these securities to the retirement system, and we're going to hold the banks accountable.
Attorney General Herring, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me.
Mm-hmm. That's Attorney General Mark Herring here on WTOP.